Thank you for choosing the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling in to find a coronavirus or COVID-19 testing site near you?
Actually, I have a question about that. Can I ask you a question, or do you just need to read from the script?
I'm not reading from a script, but you can ask the question, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I am 64 years old. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not in the group eligible, except for the fact that I have underlying condition of a BMI over 34. So I went on the website, asked the question if I could was eligible for the vaccine, and it just never even asked about underlying conditions. Are underlying conditions not of concern in allocating the vaccine in Alabama?
Not at this time. Anybody and everybody can sign up. It doesn't matter if they have a condition or not.
Okay, but you have to be 65?
No, ma'am. You can be 23, 32. It doesn't matter the age. Now, when they first started giving out the vaccines, they was breaking it down, and they say, well, you cannot get the vaccine unless you're 75 years or older. Well, actually, okay, I take that back. The first phase was the essential workers, the doctors, police, sheriffs, teachers, school teachers, medical workers, medical license worker, mental health professional workers. They were the only persons getting it at that time. Then they opened up the next mm-hmm. phase. The next phase was 75 years or older, where if you were 74, 63, 51, 52, you could not sign up at that time. So now that they opened the door for 75 years or older, about a month ago, they opened it up for 75 and younger. So you could be 63, 18, 19, 27, college student. So everybody is able to enroll or register for their county for the vaccine.
Okay, so then I am going to ask you, is there a place in Baldwin County that I can get a vaccination?
I don't know specifically about each county. We're for the entire state of Alabama. If it's somewhere locally, you may just need to ask a friend that recently got it that didn't have to wait long to get it. They would have the most accurate or current information. Or watch your local news. Your local news will say, hey, we're giving it out in Ola, because a lot of people have been going to Foley to get it.
Well, yeah, I live in Foley, and I dropped my husband off today, and they had run out of first vaccines. They didn't have any. They said they were giving away the last one they were going to do there.
Yes, ma'am. They was giving them out for the last 3 weeks. First come, first serve.
Yeah, I know, and I was stupid.
You have to watch the news. It's normally going to be on the news the next place.
Okay, thank you, Miss. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for choosing the Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your morning.
You too.